So does anybody know who the oldest living person is on planet Earth right now? Anyone know their name? Oh, yeah, I've got a guess straight away. Jesus, well, I guess that's kind of true, yeah? I'll give you that one, 10 points. So, hands up if you think it's a man. Hands up if you think it's a woman. Oh, it's 100%, no one put their hand up for man. You're all correct, well done. Amazing. Which country do you think she's from? Any guesses? France? Some good guesses there. Well, her name is Maria Brañas. She's from Spain. She's from Spain. So we've got a picture of her here. Good old Maria. This is her on her birthday this year. How old do you think Maria is? Okay, so lock in a guess. Do you think she's over 100? Put your hand up. Keep your hand up if you think she's over 101, 102, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 108, 109, 110, 11, 112, 13, 14, 115, 116, 117, 118, going once, 119, do I have 120, do I have 121, 122, 123, do I have 124, 120, 125, anyone older than 125? How old do you think she is? 25, she's a bit older than 25, she's a bit older than 25. So this is Maria. Maria is actually, this has all gone wrong. Maria is 117 years old. Look at that. Did anyone get that right? Hands up if you got that right. Look at you guys. Look at you guys. So the reason why I can Google world's oldest person and I can get a name and a picture of somebody on the internet, let's keep her up for now, is that our bodies don't last forever, do they? It's amazing that Maria is 117. That's an amazing thing, because we all know that our bodies have a timeline, don't they? We start as teeny tiny babies, and we grow and grow and grow till we're adults, and then we get very old, and then we shrink and shrink a little bit. But one day, hopefully, when we're old and gray like Maria, it's time for us to say goodbye to our earthly bodies. And all of us here on earth, we will die one day. We can take this off now. So we believe that Jesus has prepared a place for us to go, don't we? After we die, Jesus has made somewhere for us to go. But once we're gone, the people that know us here on earth, they have to say goodbye to us. As we die. And today on Good Friday, this is kind of what we're doing. But saying goodbye can be really hard, can't it, to the people that we love. And I'd imagine it's something that everyone in this room has probably had to do at some point. And it's difficult, but it's really important, isn't it? It's important that we remember what that person was like, that we remember how that person loved us, that we remember how we loved that person, that we remember what they were like when they were with us. And it's important that we celebrate them, that we remember them, and that we mourn. And that's one of the reasons why we lay flowers at funerals. We lay flowers down as a symbol of beauty and of life, in memory of the beauty and the life that we saw in the person that we loved, that we're saying goodbye to. And I think that today, as you have a flower, hopefully given, I'd like to encourage you to hold your flower as I'm talking. Because today is a bit like a funeral. It's a bit like a memorial. We're remembering Jesus today. We're remembering his life and his beauty today. And how we respond to somebody's passing, it really depends on how we knew that person. How you relate to the person really depends on how you are during a funeral or when you remember them. So whether it's someone you knew a little bit or whether it's someone really close, it depends. And at Good Friday, we remember Jesus, don't we? As we look at this cross, as we hold our flowers, we're remembering the person of Jesus, who is from the start of time and who is everywhere, who is the God of love, who is the God who's taken us all on a journey. And my question for us, for each person today, is who is Jesus to you? Who is Jesus to you? How do you relate to Jesus? How has Jesus loved you? How have you loved him? What does his life mean to you? I wonder, what are the things about his life and his relationship with you that you want to remember? What are the things about his life and his relationship with you that you want to celebrate? As we remember his death, maybe there are things about his life and his relationship with you that you want to mourn. And so as you hold your flower this morning, I would love it for you to be a symbol of the beauty and the life that you see in Jesus, of the life of Jesus. And let us today remember, celebrate, and mourn Jesus Christ. And how we respond today, as I said, it depends on the answer to this question, who is Jesus? That really means everything. And we saw in our reading, didn't we? We saw different people have different responses to Jesus. Do you remember who we heard who saw Jesus at the cross? We heard in our reading, the rulers. Do you remember what the rulers did? It says they sneered at Jesus. They didn't believe that he was who he said he was. And we had the soldiers. Do you know what they did? Do you remember? They mocked Jesus. They didn't think he was who he said he was either. But then we had the centurion in verse 47. Do you know what he was? What did he do? He said, surely this man was the Son of God. This was a righteous man, and he worshipped him. And then the followers of Jesus, who knew him really well, they stayed by the cross to the very end. But there are two characters that I want us to look at quickly this morning, and they are the criminals either side of Jesus on the cross. So we're going to do a really basic reenactment. If you are a child and you would like to have a good look at this drama, this is going to be Olivier Award winning. Come and sit on the blue step up here. Come and get a good look. This is going to be pretty. The actors we've got today, guys. Whew. So I'm going to need some volunteers. Would anybody like to be a criminal today? I just need two. I just need two takers. Right, I thought I wouldn't get any hands. So Elliot and Tom, you're up, boys. Let's hear it for our criminals. No, don't cheer. Boo, hiss, boo. No, don't boo in church, guys. Come on, don't boo in church. And I'm going to need Jesus. Does anyone down here want to be Jesus today? Yeah, come on, do you want to be Jesus? Let's go. Right, so you take your position. That's it, arms out on the cross. That's it, arms out. You want to put your arms out? You're in the middle. That's it. Here we go. Okay, brilliant. So we have got ourselves some criminals, haven't we? They're pretty naughty boys. They've done some bad things. So did you know the cross is a punishment? So in the Roman days, if you did bad stuff, they put you on a cross. So maybe you killed someone, maybe you stole a car, you robbed a bank. You had to do some pretty bad stuff to be up here. I mean, it checks out, doesn't it? So here we go. We hear the Bible. If we get the Bible reading up, have we got my next slide? How's your eyesight? Can you read that? So one of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. He said,
"Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us."
Very good. But the other criminal rebuked him.
"Don't you fear God," he said.
He said.
Sit you under the same sentence. Oh my gosh, it's a long paragraph. "We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve, but this man has done nothing wrong."
Then he said,
"Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom."
Amazing. And then Jesus answered him.
It says, Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise.
Amazing. Okay, how are your arms? Are they tired? Keep them up there. So this criminal, is he a goodie or a baddie? He's a baddie, right? He wasn't very nice, was he? It says he hurled insults at Jesus. Okay, just like the soldiers, he laughed at Jesus. This guy, not a good egg. But this criminal, what about this guy? Was he a goodie or a baddie? He was a good guy, wasn't he? He was nice to Jesus. He recognized that Jesus had done nothing wrong. He said, we are punished for what we did right, for what we did. We are punished justly, sorry, for what our deeds deserve. But this man, Jesus, he did nothing wrong, and yet he is still here. So he recognizes that Jesus is the Son of God. He says, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And a kingdom is a place where the king lives. So when he says your kingdom, he is proclaiming Jesus as the king. And Jesus welcomes him into paradise. You know, how are the arms?
Okay.
Says, truly he'll be with me in paradise. And we don't know what these criminals have done, right? They could have done anything wrong, but judging by the looks of this guy, it was really bad. It was really bad. He probably hadn't gone to church. He probably never said his prayers. He probably didn't go to his small group. He probably wasn't kind to his friends, probably didn't share any of his toys. But when he asks Jesus to remember him, Jesus invites him into paradise. Despite all the bad things he has done, Jesus forgives him and loves him in an instant, in a moment, and it's a beautiful thing. Right, you guys, let's have a big round of applause for these guys. So the question is, who is Jesus to you? Do you recognize Jesus for who he is? I want to invite us all to recognize that he is the man that has done nothing wrong. He's the man that's done nothing wrong. And he died in our place. When we have these deeds and we do these unkind and these bad things, we don't get what we deserve because Jesus has done nothing wrong, like it says in the scripture. And we are all invited into paradise as we recognize and remember him. And when we recognize and remember Jesus, the wrong things that we have done are forgiven, they are forgotten, and they are finished. When we come before Jesus, because of what he did on the cross, the things that we have done are forgiven, they are forgotten, and they are finished. The things that we have done because of Jesus on the cross, they are forgiven, they're forgotten, and they're finished. So what I would love you to do, I'd like to invite you with your flower today to remember Jesus and to recognize him. And what we are going to do in a moment as the band are going to play a song, I'm going to invite you to come forward and lay your flower at the cross of Jesus Christ, remembering who he is, remembering that he is the one who takes our sins and he forgives them. They're forgotten and then it's finished. Remembering who he is to you, the beauty and the life of Jesus and how you relate to him. To remember that as you hold your flower, what this represents, and to lay it at the foot of the cross, knowing that you are forgiven, your sins are forgotten, and it is finished. And I really felt strongly as I was preparing for this, that there is the phrase, it is finished, that is what we remember today on Good Friday, that whatever is in your past, whatever you're carrying today, whatever has happened to you, whatever you have done, it is finished. It is finished. And if that relates to you strongly, as you lay your flower down, I'd love to encourage you to say out loud those words, it is finished. As you lay your flower at the foot of the cross of the man who died in your place, the man who has done nothing wrong.